Time to look at cycling. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall. Pop down and see you, Noel, the Paul. Morning, Noel. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Robbo. Yes, I'm fantastic.
I've heard that. That's the rumour around town. Now, talking of fantastic, the Vuelta, the big tour of Spain, that was fantastic. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, one of the best tours I've seen ever, Robbo. And I know I said that about the Tour of Italy. But all the tours this year in our COVID world have been exciting, but this one was a real nail-biter. It was a really, really exciting race.
Do you think this move to finish off the events with a time trial on the last day is something that we should do for pretty much all of the big races?
Probably. Yeah, I like that idea. But the Vuelta did not finish with a time trial on the last day, actually. It was third last day, but it was still towards the end. Mm. Yes, that still makes a big difference. That was good, actually.
So give us your overview.
Primoz Roglic, he's the guy who lost the Tour de France narrowly. Remember, we used to talk about him with his countryman?
Yeah.
Remember Tadej Pogacar, the two Slovenians, and Tadej beat Roglic in the Tour de France and probably shattered him. It would have really knocked him around mentally. And it's a big man that can come back after losing the Tour de France to win everything afterwards. Like, he's won that much stuff. Like, yeah. He won a classic. I think he won Flèche Wallonne. I think maybe I'm wrong with that one. And then he was leading another big lead-up tour to the Tour of Spain, and he pulled out with two to go in the leaders' jersey to save himself for the Tour of Spain. Like, he's a really dedicated, committed athlete, and he rode really well. Like, he had the red jersey. They have a red jersey in the Tour of Spain instead of a yellow one. He had that taken off him two or three times by Richard Carapaz, who's the Ecuadorian Ineos rider. And he just kept coming back and back and back. It was fascinating, Robbo.
Now, you have a theory, and I reckon this is great from a sports perspective, that was it your man Carapaz looked like he had it, but he'd left a team and it was a little bit acrimonious the year before. Roglic's team are basically all buggered. So this other team help Roglic get and take over Carapaz for the win. Have I got that right?
Yep, you got it dead right. Richard Carapaz won the Tour of Italy last year for movie star, and a big star, and they thought they had him signed again, and he led them on that he was going to sign with them again, but really he'd signed for Team Sky, which is now Ineos, for more money, and of course they wouldn't like that at all, and they'd remember that. And this year on the mountain, when Carapaz had got away on the second last day, Carapaz was going up the road, and I think Roglic was ahead by 59 seconds due to the fact that he rode a beautiful time trial the day before. But he was losing the tour. Like, Carapaz was up the road by like 35 seconds and building. And Roglic had burned all his matches. He had no teammates left. Now, he probably still could have won the Tour of Spain. He really could have. He's that good. And he did anyway. But he probably could have on his own. But the movie star riders helped him. And they brought him back up again and limited his losses to Carapaz. And he won the Vuelta. And it was blatant. The movie star riders helped him. They had no reason to. They weren't going to win the stage because they couldn't get to Carapaz. So they helped another teammate. It was fantastic, Robert. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. Well, the old saying, mate, don't get mad, get even. That's great. Hey, listen, before you leave us, Noel, a couple of local things too. Obviously, the juniors back on Thursday night, Sunday training as well. Thursday night, big turnout, I believe.
Yeah, we had 50 kids, Robbo. It was really good. It was a bit odd up there. It was a little bit eerie. There was really no spectators. I guess with 50 kids, you're allowed to have parents. There might have been like 100 there or something. It wasn't a big show, though.
Yeah.
And we had a beautiful new microphone, me talking really loud, Robbo, on the new PA system. And no crowd and no seniors. And I had one of the best nights I've ever had. It was really good. The kids put on fantastic racing. Really good.
Fantastic.
And we had training Sunday morning from 8 till 11. The kids are all eager again. So junior racing is going well. And seniors, they're just sitting back, Robbo, putting on weight, getting distressed.
No
I'm
problem.
One of them.
Yeah, well, won't be long. Hey, Noel, great to chat as always, mate. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mark.
All the best, Noel Sens. Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall, open there. Noel and Paul, they are the two lads to see.